Now on to your comments. Karen Hoekstra sent us this note of gratitude. She says, I want to thank you for the thoughtful and telling report solving the school discipline gap, which recently aired on the show. I felt the piece was well-researched and presented very appropriately. In an age when the public seldom receives such fairly reported information, it is refreshing to know that we can still hear and learn from the accurate journalism of public radio. Roan Fraser felt I demonstrated a double standard in my conversation with California Congresswoman Barbara Lee. He writes, thank you for interviewing Barbara Lee and realizing her importance to the U.S. Congress right now. I wish you applied the same interrogative standard to your previous interview with John Kerry that you applied to Ms. Lee. You interrupted her in ways that you did not interrupt John Kerry. Roan goes on to say, real change will only happen when the powers that be are challenged and are being taken to task. You took the wrong person to task. David White, who listens to the show on WNYC in New York, called to comment on our January 24th interview with Nebraska State Senator Ernie Chambers.
Senator Chambers was being extremely racist, and I am an African American, by the way. He kept saying, I'm a black man first. It's that type of quote-unquote racial pride that led to some of the worst racial discrimination in the history of America.
Margaret Seitz also chimed in on our discussion with Senator Chambers. She says, I listen to your program every morning, scheduling my day around your show. I enjoy the insight, the alternative points of view, and the tidbits of information that are often not covered in the mainstream media. I've wanted to write in before to express how much I appreciate your show, but after today's interview with Ernie Chambers, I couldn't put it off any longer. Mr. Chambers was refreshing, gallant, and unapologetic for what he stands for. Knox McElwain was bothered by Siddhartha Mitter's recent essay on the Stop Snitching campaign. He writes, I was appalled hearing Siddhartha Mitter's Stop Snitching commentary and shocked by his endorsement of its message. Mr. Mitter appears to be saying that poor black communities will be better off if crimes go unreported. Mr. Mitter is encouraging those who have knowledge of crimes to become complicit in their commission by remaining silent. He goes on to say, if Mr. Mitter had his way and snitching stopped, black urban neighborhoods would still be full of crime. Maybe Mr. Mitter should focus his energies on attacking the cause, crime, and not the symptom, snitching. Advocating crime reduction is not the same thing as advocating locking up more young black men. The sooner Mr. Mitter learns this distinction, the better. Donna Jones of Atlanta tunes into News and Notes on WCLK. She had this correction for us.
I heard reference to Tyra Banks' show when you were discussing the merger of CBS and UPN, and people mentioned that her show squeaked by into a second season. America's Top Model, it's in its sixth season. So I wanted to point out that correction.
Thank you, and we appreciate that, Donna. Just a note, though, that reference was about the lovely Miss Banks talk show, not her very popular reality show. And we appreciate all your comments. Keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Good or bad, we want to hear from you. Or you can email us. Log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. This is NPR News.